to the conflict in the Middle East. Australia's National Security Committee will meet today in Canberra amid signs that both the United States and Iran are willing to de-escalate tensions in the Middle East. Donald Trump says he's now ready to embrace peace after US military bases in neighbouring Iraq were pounded yesterday by Iranian missiles. In a blunt message to Tehran, though, the president also made clear that America will no longer tolerate their destructive and destabilizing behavior.
Those days are over. Iran has been the leading sponsor of terrorism, and their pursuit of nuclear weapons threatens the civilized world. We will never let that happen.
President Donald Trump speaking from the White House a few hours ago. Australia has about 300 personnel in Iraq, and in just a few days, HMAS Toowoomba will depart for a monitoring mission in the Straits of Hormuz. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds joins us from Canberra. Minister, thank you so much for joining us. Donald Trump says Iran appears to be standing down. What's your take? Have both countries pulled back from further military conflict?
Well, good morning, Tom. And as you would expect, the government is very closely monitoring the unfolding events in Iraq. But Australia does warmly welcome President Trump's statement overnight on the situation in the Middle East, and also his confirmation that no military personnel were injured in the attacks. Can I assure all Australians, and particularly the families at home of those who've got loved ones who are serving in Iraq and the wider Middle East more generally, that all our ADF personnel and diplomatic personnel are safe? But we do continue to urge all parties to exercise restraint and de-escalation.
Okay, it's good to hear that our military personnel are safe, but were any Australians in those two military bases that were hit by those Iranian missiles?
No, they were not. We didn't have troops near where the missiles landed.
Okay. Could this situation be very different if Americans had been killed or wounded in those missile strikes yesterday?
Well, look, Tom, it's no point in speculating on what may have been. We are working very closely with our allies. I'm in close contact with the US Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, and colleagues from other nations. We are all working very hard to ensure all parties exercise restraint and de-escalation so that we can continue our mission in Iraq in the fight against Daesh, which is incredibly important, and not only for the region, but also for Australia.
Well, has this action by the US actually harmed that mission of, I guess, staying on top of Daesh? Iraq have now called for the Americans to leave. Surely that's not good for, I guess, maintaining a strong presence and stopping the spread of militia groups like Daesh.
Well, as I said, our first priority is the safety and security of our personnel in Iraq, and we are monitoring that situation very closely. But we do absolutely remain committed to countering the shared threat of Daesh. That is not just something, an issue for the Middle East, but as we know, Daesh and ISIL, their tentacles reach all the way to Australia, which is we've had over 7 successful attacks here in Australia. We've avoided at least 15, and we've got, as you know, the issue of foreign fighters who are coming from Australia to make the fight overseas, and also they're looking to return to Australia. So we remain absolutely committed to the fight against terrorism here and overseas.
Has Donald Trump's decision to tank out the Iranian general made that mission harder?
Well, it's too early to speculate. We still are assessing the situation, and we will make sure that we work closely with our partners, our people are safe, and it's still got quite a way to play out because, as you know, it is a highly volatile and complex region.
The president's urging the other signatories of the Iranian nuclear deal, China, Russia, France and Germany, to break away from the remnants of that agreement. Is that a mistake? Could it push Iran closer to nuclear weapons, which would be contrary to Donald Trump's pledge that Iran would never have them as long as he's president?
Well, look, I think it is a brave person anywhere to speculate about what might happen next, but Australia does strongly urge Iran to return to the principles of nuclear non-proliferation, and while the Joint Comprehensive Plan of action does have its flaws. Australia has consistently said it is currently the best option. But if all parties agree to re-engage, it can be improved. And it does have such a clear objective to non-proliferation that, of course, we would support any such dialogue that the United States is encouraging.
Minister, you said earlier that the Australians in Iraq are safe and they weren't injured in last night's attacks. Are you considering taking them out?
Well, look, the force protection of our people, wherever they're deployed, don't forget we've got 2,000 people deployed overseas and 1,000 in the Middle East more generally. We always monitor and change our force protection circumstances to meet new threats, and that's what we're doing at the moment in Iraq. We're not taking any sudden decisions because our people are safe, and we're monitoring the situation to see what happens over the next couple of days. But it is always our top priority.
The US have 5,000 troops in Iraq. Will we be there as long as America is there, even though the Iraqi parliament wants everyone out?
Well, look, we are working and discussing that with the United States, and not just the United States, but all of our other coalition partners in Iraq. And we've got an NSC meeting this morning to assess the situation further. So we are not at that position yet, because we remain absolutely committed to ensuring the defeat of Daesh and ISIL, to ensure that it is no longer a threat to Australians here and overseas.
Canada and Germany are pulling their personnel out of Iraq. Should Australians be concerned that we're not?
Well, I'm not sure that you're correct with that. Germany has certainly relocated some troops, and the United Kingdom is also looking at their force protection. But again, we are all having a look at what we do, and no decisions yet have been made. There are still a lot of discussions to be had over coming days and weeks.
And what about HMAS Toowoomba, which is preparing to set sail to the Gulf on Monday? Are you reconsidering the deployment of that asset?
Well, as I said, we continue to monitor the situation in light of these developments. If the Toowoomba does leave on schedule on Monday, it will be the 68th deployment of an Australian frigate to the Middle East. And can I just say this? The HMAS Toowoomba crew, they're well trained, they're professional, and they're equipped to deal with a wide range of situations, and they still have an important role to play in the maritime security of the region.
Is there a chance you might not send them?
Well, look, that's just speculation at this stage. At the moment, they are due to sail on Monday from Perth, and I will be there to farewell them. But again, they have a long-standing and wide-ranging role for maritime security as part of the combined maritime forces in the region, as well as the international maritime construct in the Straits of Hormuz.
Minister Reynolds, you and the Prime Minister announced on Saturday that 3,000 Defence Force reservists will be called out to help face the bushfire emergency. Mm-hmm. How many do you have in the field now, and what work are they doing?
Can I say I am so proud, particularly as a servicewoman and an Army Reserve member myself, of the work that the reserves and all of our ADF personnel are doing. In fact, I cannot think of a prouder person in this country today than myself. There's, in 4 days, more than 1,600 reservists have heeded the call and are attached to the three joint task forces that are deployed in what's called Operation Bushfire Assist, and this number is growing exponentially every single day. So at the moment they are out working with all of the other ADF personnel, both full-time and part-time, who have been out there for the past 2 months on a wide range of tasks. So in Victoria today, the Joint Task Force 646 has begun clearing operations that's resulted in the reopening of the Great Alpine Road. Our engineers have provided support to Benalla and Ovens. We've got engineers continuing route clearances right along the coast, and a medical treatment team has been deployed to most of the isolated townships, including places like Gypsy Point. And in New South Wales and in the ACT, we've had Army engineers move into Eden with a focus on supporting efforts currently being undertaken to deal with the woodchip fire. We've got Army engineers creating fire breaks in Kangaroo Valley. They're clearing tracks around Nowra and providing route clearance in the Wallamai National Park. We've got 4 MRH-90 helicopters preparing to move to Nowra to support firefighters. We've got 145 Army reservists from the Royal South Australian Regiment are now on Kangaroo Island, and I think you would have seen some of the great footage of the Prime Minister with them yesterday, and they are doing everything from assisting something that the koalas who need significant work to providing much needed power and water to the island. So our people are everywhere. This is, but can I just say this, Tom, that
sure.
This is something that some people think that the ADF has just been deployed, but can I tell you the ADF have been out in the field supporting our emergency services for over 2 months. And this is the largest domestic mobilisation of the Defence Force ever in our nation's history in Australia. And we have planned for this for many months, and we have been out in the field, and we have escalated as the bushfire disaster has increased. So all Australians should be incredibly proud of not only the work that our amazing emergency services are doing, but also the seamless way that the ADF for 2 months has been supporting all of those efforts.
Well, it is actually quite incredible to hear the range of tasks that the ADF are involved in, and I guess the far-flung places you've been able to send them quite quickly since that escalation on Saturday. A lot of people did feel that escalation came too late, but we'll save that debate for another time. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds, thank you so much for joining us on RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Tom.